It is Friday, the 10th of August, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Martin-Brown. She is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Happy Friday.
Hi, Kyle. I'm conflicted.
Okay. Help me out.
If Silver Dollar City is the happiest place in the Midwest,
as they say,
then why is it getting a terrifying new ride?
Well, is it a roller coaster?
It is.
Because there are people who love those things.
And it's a wooden one. Wooden coaster aficionados are, I believe the way that their vice president put it is, passionate.
Yes. Roller coaster aficionados, of which I am definitely not one. I mean, they have websites devoted, and they trade notes and anticipation every year with the new ones opening. And they have a special place for wooden ones.
And they have been trying for weeks, because this has been under construction. It's called Outlaw Run. Mm-hmm. And it's been under construction most of the summer. And they have been trying for weeks to pry out information about what it is. Well, it's a $10 million wooden roller coaster that, with three unique things, makes it like no other wooden roller coaster in the world. It has 162-foot, 81-degree drop.
Not interested. Go ahead.
16 stories, in case you need the math on that.
Oh, gosh.
It's the only wooden roller coaster that goes upside down, not just once, but three times, including a 720-degree double barrel roll.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the second fastest wooden coaster in the world. With a top speed of 68 miles an hour, it's the world's fastest wooden roller coaster on steel wheels. Now, I have been told, Brad Thomas, who's the senior vice president for Silver Dollar City Attraction, tells me the view of the Ozarks and Table Rock Lake from the top of it will be beautiful.
Yeah, but you won't be able to see.
Well, I looked at a
upside
picture.
Upside down and
I looked at a picture because I'll never see it. It opens in the spring of 2013, and you can Google Silver Dollar City 2013 or check out What's Up to find out all about it.
Now, much like there are fans that would follow the Grateful Dead or things like that, there are coaster fanatics from around the country that will try to be there opening day.
Oh, absolutely. They absolutely will. Okay. In coaster speak, it has 100-foot double down, a 70-foot double up, twist and turn, high-speed float, class 5, custom-designed U-bar restraint, and individual fiberglass seats. I have no idea what I just said.
That's a 17-word description for anxiety attack in my world.
Amen.
Yes.
So here are some other less heart-stopping things you can do this weekend.
All right.
He's going to have the same look on his face about this one. Bargains galore on 64.
I would rather do that than a roller coaster.
Today and Saturday, 160 miles of yard sales on US 64 from Fort Smith to Beebe. Admission is free. What you bring home is up to you. Weird Sisters.
We had Jason Sewell in studio earlier this week talking about this Macbeth-inspired high school play.
7 o'clock today, 2 and 7 tomorrow, and 2 o'clock Sunday at Arts Live at 818 North Sang Avenue in Fayetteville. Tickets are $6 and $8. Mm-hmm. Chicago wraps up this weekend at Rogers Little Theater.
Last chance.
I have heard nothing but good things about this show. I'm sorry to say I haven't seen it yet, but I hear it's amazing. 8 o'clock today and tomorrow, 2 o'clock Sunday, last three shows. Tickets are $16 and $45. If it's August, mm-hmm. It must be the Great Festival.
Tiny Town.
Arts and Crafts until 10 tonight. Spaghetti dinners tonight from 4:30 to 8:30. Live music at 7 and the coronation of Queen Concordia at 9. Tomorrow, Run for the Grape starts at 7. There's a kids' fun run at 8.
And cooler temperatures than we've had for the run.
Yeah.
Still hot, but not nearly as bad as it's been.
But not like a sauna.
Right.
Arts and crafts from 10 to 10, spaghetti dinners from 4:30 to 8:30, and live music from 6 to 11. There's an artist reception tomorrow at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale for the Artists of Northwest Arkansas's 18th Annual Regional Art Exhibition. Mm-hmm. Artists from 10 states. Mm-hmm. That's from 1 to 3. The second Saturday gallery stroll is tomorrow night in Eureka Springs. From 6 to 9, and a band called the Dead String Brothers perform tomorrow night at Chelsea's Corner Cafe in Eureka Springs. The Nashville scene says, and I quote, "It's an uncanny approximation of the Stones in their raunchy 70s prime."
Sounds interesting.
Show starts at 8 o'clock, and it's free.
All right. Thank you, Becca. Keeping both feet on the ground is Becca Martin-Brown. She is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.